If I may say a few additional words on the context, how did we get this how we came across this project? Every 2 years, the Secretariat organizes a competition for best PPP and infrastructure project in a sustainability, I would say, topic. And the one of last year was how projects were contributing to circular economy. So that was the theme of last year. And one of the preconditions, of course, for participating is the use of the PIRS methodology. So this project scored quite high, I would say, on the PIRS methodology. It wasn't, 90%, but it was perhaps close to 80%, which is very, very good score. As you have seen, it's not just the recycling part, but also the environmental aspect. Maybe you will tell me, but roads, we don't need more roads, we don't need wider roads, we need to get people out of the roads and put them on more sustainable means of transportation. But there are certain nodes linking, parts of Europe to the other, from west to east to west, north to south, which is not possible where it's not simply not possible to do that. And the fact that we have this road that is, cutting CO2 emissions by cutting traffic in essence, is also a contribution to the to the environment. So it's and this is the kind, and which I will conclude with that, with this comment. This is the kind of transformational project that we would like to promote in our work. It's not just the road, but it's also what the road did to the community, to the environment, and to the economy. So how it reduced, the emissions, how it took care of the environment. We saw what happened with fauna and flora. And also how it improved the lives of people, because I think, and I was very happy to hear yesterday many reference to people. People are the beneficiaries of infrastructure and public services, and they should always be at the center. So with that, maybe I will pass on to Jean-Patrick.